This recording, Australia 45, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so I grew up in Newcastle, which is a town about an hour and a half north of Sydney, 2 hours if you've got some traffic. And it's not very large. Technically, it's the second largest town in New South Wales, but that's really not saying much. Australia is very spread out in terms of cities. It's very rural, very suburban. So Newcastle, it's a city, but really we like to call it a big country town. Everyone knows everyone by, you know, at most 2 degrees of separation. For example, my optometrist is my second cousin. And that's about the standard for the entire city. But it's a really nice place to live, a really nice place to grow up. It's not too big, it's not kind of polluted, it's not got too many people, it's pretty, it's nice to look at, and it's got some pretty good, you know, facilities for families. There's parks everywhere and you know, playgrounds, right on the banks of Lake Macquarie, which is actually the largest saltwater lake in the Southern Hemisphere. So we've got a lot of very micro claims to fame in Newcastle. But yeah, it's just a big old country town. And I moved to Sydney 2 years ago to study my bachelor's degree of music at uni. But I wouldn't want to live in Sydney for the rest of my life. I would definitely wouldn't want to raise kids there. It's just too big and too much. It's great for, you know, when you're 20 and just wandering around, messing about, doing random stuff, traveling around the city all the time. But for kids, it's really expensive to live in. The real estate prices are awful. But for one person, when they're young, in their 20s, I'd say it's pretty good.